Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Balak. In Parshas Balaischa, I had pointed out the chronology of the Chumash, and something not many people realize, but that from Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai in Parshas Yisrael until Chamishi of Balaischa, they're all in one place. And at Sinai for almost a year, and so much of the Torah is said there. What I'd like to point out this week is that the last pasuk of last week's parasha, Parshas Chukas, which talks about Vayachnu Ba'arvos Mayav, which talks about Klal Yisrael arriving at Arvos Mayav, and of course, the whole Parshas Balak takes place by Arvos Mayav, the area of Mayav. That is the final stop of Klal Yisrael. From the last pasuk of Chukas until the end of Zayis HaBracha is again Klal Yisrael all in one place. In Zayis HaBracha it says, Vayal Moshe, Barvayis Mayav, El Har Nevoi, Reish HaPiskash, Pnei Yerechai. It says, Vayal Moshe Moshe, Eved Hashem, Beretz Mayav. So that, really, all of this took place in one stop. So that all the way to Balaischa Chamishi is one stop. Then, all the way till the end of the story of the Meraglim is all in that same time span until the Tisha B'Av of the second year. And then, from the last part of Chukas to the end, is all, again, in one stop in Arvos Mayav. The whole 39 years in between is sort of swallowed up in the second part of Chukas and in the story of Kairach, the Shiloh when Kairach took place, but it's all swallowed up there. And there's an important lesson here. The important lesson is to know that Torah, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, is not a history book, not written to tell the history of the Jewish people. As a matter of fact, for most of the 40 years in the Midbar, Klal Yisrael were learning Bahasmada, were doing Ratzon Hashem. It was a Dardeya. If you learn Chumash without noticing, you'd think they're a bunch of troublemakers. It goes from one problem to another. And the answer is, no. Most of what took place is not recorded. What we can learn from is recorded. The same thing is true about Nevi'im and Ksuvim, especially Nevi'im, which somebody would think is the history of Klal Yisrael. Many times it says about a king. It says, there were, you want to know about this king? The pasuk says, look, in Sefer Divrei Hayamim L'malchei Yisrael, or Sefer Divrei Hayam L'Malchei Yehuda. It's not a history book. It's a series of lessons that is teaching Klal Yisrael. It's an important lesson to know. Point number two about these psukim. The pasuk keeps on saying that it was Be'eretz Mayav, Ba'arvos Mayav. And when Moshe Rabbeinu dies, V'yom Hashem Moshe, Eved Hashem Be'eretz Mayav. An important point. Klal Yisrael did not conquer the land of Mayav. Klal Yisrael went around Mayav. They didn't conquer Mayav. Now the pasuk says they were commanded not to conquer the land of Edom, and they were Mesayvev. It's interesting, the pasuk doesn't say clearly about Mayav, but if you look in last week's Haftarah, in Yiftach HaGiladi, it says clearly they went around Mayav as well. They didn't actually enter into the land of Mayav. They were not allowed to conquer. That is actually brought in Rashi. Rashi says in Chukas, Perichavala, Pasuk Gimel, that the land of Mayav, Tiaru B'Sichain, Sichain captured Mayav. And then Klal Yisrael captured from Sichain, so they were able to capture half of the land of Mayav. The land of Mayav is in two parts, a part to the south and a part to the north. The northern part of Mayav was captured by Sichain, and Klal Yisrael took it away. What's interesting, and maybe needs explanation, is why the Torah keeps on referring to it as Eretz Mayav. You call it Arvos Mayav, the plains of Mayav. I can understand it's the name of the plains of Mayav. But Eretz Mayav, that's interesting, that the Torah calls it in Hazino also. Alei al har havarim hazeh har nevoi, asher be'eretz mayav, asher pnei yerechai. It refers to it as the land of Mayav, the beginning of Devarim. Beber Hayardein be'eretz Mayav hayo Moshe be'eretz Atayra Hazayis Leimer. It calls it the land of Mayav, which is fascinating because it was Tiaru B'Sichain, and I guess that needs some sort of an explanation. I'd like to move on to a second important thought regarding the strange character called Bilam who appears in this week's parasha. What's most famous are the words of Rashi. Rashi tells us in the beginning of Parashas Balak and Pasuk Hey that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed his Shechina to rest on Bilam so the nation shouldn't say, so therefore, Bilam had a nevuah, somehow a nevuah that's somehow equivalent to the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Akan, Rashi, and Parshas Balak. Now, it's not entirely as it seems. First of all, the Ramban in Pasuk Lamed Aleph in Parshas Balak says Bilam Vayhaya Navi. Im Haya Navi. He was a Navi. He would see the Malach, the Rabban says. He wasn't a Navi. He was given one opportunity. He was given one set of Nebuahs here. The Radak in Yeshua, Perakut Gimel Pasuk Chav Beis, it says, it's Bilam Babar HaKoseim, Ben Babar the Sorcerer, also says he wasn't a true Navi. And that seems to be a sira to our Rashi here in Parashas Balak. What makes it more difficult is that Rashi in Kisisa, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yud Zayin, on the Pasuk, Gamas Hadavar Hazeh Shedibarta Eseh, Rashi says, Shloi Tishra Shechinosai Oid Al Akum. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, this is after Chet HaEgel, the beginning of the 40 years. That a Shechina would not rest upon in Akum. And it says, Vein Devarim shall Bilam Arasha Ayideh Shriya Shechina Ela Neifel V'Gluye Nayim. It's not a regular Nevuah. It's something called Neifel V'Gluye Nayim. It's not the same. Now this kind of seems to contradict our Rashi. It's a very big problem between these two Rashis. Rashi Bayas says he had a Nevuah somehow akin to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rashi in Kisisa, the Radak and Ramban say that he was not a true Navi. Sarachim Gado. So there are two possible answers. One answer appears in Balei Machshava. And they say the following. They say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this Gluye Nayim, this little bit of revelation, to Bilam. But that's the way the Rabbanu Shalom starts with every Navi. It depends what you do with it. Moshe Rabbeinu also started with a lower level of Nevuah. But he rose, he grew, he built himself up. And then mainly he became Moshe. So, Umas Ha'ilam shouldn't say, we don't have the opportunity. Hashem gave the same opportunity he gave Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu also started with a small amount of Shriyas HaShchina, and from that he built himself up, he grew. And that's the lesson really of Bilam, that he had the opportunity. What did he use it for? Garnish. He wanted to make money from Balak. That's a Navi. So this is a teretz from the Sifrei HaMachshava. There's another technical answer, and that comes from a Rashi in Iyav, Perek Dalet Pasuk Yud Beis. Rashi in Iyav says, Ein Ruach HaKadosh Niglal Nevi'ei HaGoyim B'far Hesya. That when Rashi said earlier in Kisisa that there's no Nevuah to the Shriyas HaShchina to Rumis HaOlam, that is Befer Hesia. That's openly. It says, Vayava Yelakim l'Avimelech b'chaloyim halayla. Avimelech secretly had Nevuah. Lavan had Nevuah. So to Rashi, that the same thing is true about Bilam, Neifel u'Gluyei Nayim, that it was done in a Eifen Sinah, not in an Eifen Goli. And therefore, it's not a steer of the two Rashis. Rashi says in Kisisa, he didn't have a nevuah. The only nevuah he had was Naifa Luguye Naim, whatever that means exactly, some type of falling and having an opening of Shechina. It's not a steer, because it's a level of nevuah. Combining the two answers, we can understand that everything begins with a Kaddish Baruch Hu giving a person a tease, a little bit of Ruchdiyus. Sure, give somebody a good Seder, a Geschmackite in something that he hears or something that he learns. What does he do? I know people who heard a wonderful Dvar Torah from a Sefer, they went out and bought it. And that year they looked every Shabbos, they looked in that Sefer. Because they had this little Gluyei Na'im, this little eye-opening, and they made it into something very real. And they built on it. They continued with it. Many people, they shrug it off, Geschmack Avar, and they go on in life. Seizing opportunities. The lesson of the difference between Bilam and Moshe is the lesson of taking your opportunities, taking the opening, everything in this world is Hester. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden in this world. Everything is Hester. You take the moment of Gluy Einayim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a little bit of a peek, a little bit of a glance into Ruchnius, and you seize on it, then you can build yourself up. You can build yourself up to the heights of a Ruchnius that's a Geschmack, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu shines on you, but you have to be able to open the door and let it in. And so, a technical idea, the chronology of the parasha, a mashava idea about Bilam HaKaisein, Bilam who lost opportunities. And with these two thoughts, I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful and extraordinary Shabbos Kodesh, a meaningful Shabbos Kodesh for one and all.